super excited to be on the call and be hosting here. Barrett Gordon asked me to pinch hit tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. This is Jay Emma, executive consultant Jay Emma from New York, and this is a historic time in our business. This is I don't even think we have a handle, can even comprehend how big this is, what's about to happen. I do hear some background noise. Can somebody, I thought I muted everybody here, so let's see. There we go. Thank you very much. Anyway, we're in for a treat. We're going to hear from Brian tonight, and all I can say is I've never been as excited as I am right now in my entire career. And I was at a product-based network marketing company years ago when I saw the impact of some of these international markets and how they catapulted people to levels that they didn't even think were possible because they started something here. And what we've got, what the foundation of our business is just only begun, and it's going to create an opportunity over the next 5 or 10 years that I don't even think we can understand. So I have the privilege of introducing Brian McClure tonight, and he's going to be talking about something that he has the best perspective to talk about. He has the absolute bird's eye view, better than all of us in terms of his experience in network marketing, his experience in seeing Ambit Energy grow from the beginning and being a part of its growth from the very, very beginning. So first of all, just, you know, obviously at this time, we want to make sure all of us are plugged into every single meeting that we can be plugged into. I'm registered for Power Trip. If you're not registered for Power Trip from April 20th through the 22nd in Dallas, Texas, make sure right now you do not want to miss anything that's happening. So you want to make sure that you are plugged into Power Trip. And if you go to ambitpowertrip.com, you can get your tickets on there. We've got regional events and training taking place around the country. Just find out from your upline where those are, and you want to plug into all of those because you want to be very much in tune to what's happening right now. The next 12 months, for those of us who are engaged, if you're excited about this business and you want to make it happen, there is no better time to get your business off the ground with some of the announcements that we've had previously and where we're going. And Brian is going to open that up and share from the bird's eye view the importance of all of those things. So I couldn't be more excited to listen tonight, you know, and I have the privilege of introducing him. And if you're new in the business, you're about to hear from somebody who is extremely successful in our business and has helped so many people flourish and become successful, and that's the secret to his success. He talks about it all the time, about how if you help enough people become successful, your success becomes a byproduct of that. And he's living that to such a high extent because he's created so many people that are financially free and so many people that have built successful businesses in his organization as a result of his leadership. So I just want to introduce him and have him share. And I know he's going to talk a little bit about where Ambit has been, the history, lay out where we've been, where we are today, and where we're going, and how the future is going to unfold, and what does this international expansion mean for us in the next couple of years, next few years, 5 years, 10 years, what does it mean for us? I can talk about the tens of millions of dollars that he's earned in Ambit Energy. He's a founding national consultant in our business. Brian McClure has been our top income earner for the last 9 years in a row. He's in the top 10 of all income earners in all of network marketing, including all of the direct sales network marketing companies on planet Earth. So please understand that he doesn't have to be on this call. He doesn't have to do anything anymore. I know I'm thankful to God for his friendship and his leadership. So why don't we bring him on and listen good to our good friend, national consultant, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, are you on the line?
I'm here, Jay. I appreciate the introduction. I want to welcome everybody to the call. I've got a little touch of laryngitis, and my voice isn't doing so great, but I feel good. So I'm excited to be able to take a few minutes tonight to share with everybody in Ambit Energy about what a special, special moment in time we are in the company's history. And I thought I'd do that by talking about kind of where we've been, kind of where we are today, and what I see and what the future holds for all of us in Ambit Energy. I got involved in the company a couple of months after it started, though I knew about it before it launched. I had a very successful business I was engaged in, and Chris Chambliss knew me from XL Telecommunications. He called me up, and I went and visited with Chris on three different occasions. On each of those occasions, I told him, Chris, I think you and Jerry are going to kill it. It's just not for me. I've got six figures invested in this business that I'm just now getting to be profitable. I've got friends that have got six figures invested in it. And bottom line is I just can't take my eyes off the ball. And after that third meeting in Dallas with Chris, I was driving back from Austin. It's about a three and a half hour drive. And all of a sudden the phone rang, and it was Chris. And I'll never forget, so I'm good gracious. I mean, this guy just doesn't give up. I've told him no three times. Let me see what he wants, And he was very nice. He said, Brian, do me a favor. When you get back to Austin, look up your old XL Telecommunications downline report, which is how we had met, and pretend all those long-distance customers are energy customers, and call me back and tell me how much money you think you'd be making in our marketing plan. I don't have a good feel for that. So I said, sure, I'll be glad to do that. And that wasn't an unreasonable request. I wanted to help him any way I could. So I got my son Reed at the time. He went down below the deck. We had a little crawl space there, a little basement area. And he dug out the reports. He brought them up. And, those reports are 3 or 4 inches thick and, all printed out back in the days before the internet. And I started doing the calculation. And y'all probably heard me tell the story about myself, but it took me 5.5 years to graduate from LSU. I was four of the 5.5 years. I was the Millibear campus representative, and my mother always said that I wasn't very good at math unless it had a dollar sign in front of it. So I start pushing the calculator, and the most money I'd ever made in XL, and I don't remember the exact amount, but somewhere around $60,000 or $70,000 in a month's time. And I'm pushing the calculator, and I kept coming up with $400,000 or thereabouts in the calculation. Well, I thought that I must be a couple of decimal points off, or a decimal point off, and that it was really $40,000. So I asked Reed to come over and do the calculation. He said, "No, Dad, it's $400,000." And my wife Betsy was standing there. She goes, "You better think about this, You always talked about in XL, and we did, that deregulation of electricity was coming, and that the right-of-ways for the railroad lines, often corresponded with the right-of-ways for the electricity companies, and that there were possible mergers between the fiber optic companies, Sprint, and they might get into the deregulation of energy, and it was very, very early on in that whole process." And so I thought about it. I said, I think she's right. And so the reason I got involved in XL wasn't because I was smart enough to figure it out, but my wife was. And I got started in XL. Like I said, they launched August 1st of 2006. I got involved the end of September 2007. And our week-to-week host on this call, who was unable to make the call tonight, Bear Gordon, was the first person I put in the business. And second person I put in the business was Philip Eckert. And we just started building. We started doing the two things that Ambit pays us to do. We gathered a handful of customers, and that wasn't easy for me. I live in Austin, Texas. It's owned by the city. It's a local municipality-owned electricity utility company. So I couldn't become my own customer. Everybody I knew in Austin couldn't become my customer. So I started reaching out to people I knew in Dallas and Houston and Galveston and Midland and places that we did have service, and I started to gather my customers, put a few people in the business, and I worked the business part-time for about 6 months, and Steve Thompson got involved in the business, and Chris Atkinson, and Debbie Roy at the time, of course, they got married, Chris and Debbie Atkinson, and people started coming into the business. It was an exciting time. We didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't have a system. Carlos Marin entered the business and was majorly contributory to websites and videos and coming up with a system, bringing his Double Diamond and Amway experience. And we just went out and did what we did. We were in the deregulated parts of Texas, 7.1 million customers, electricity only, natural gas still isn't deregulated there. and it was a beginning. But within those markets in Texas, there were six different incumbents and six different rate plans, and you know, everything was kind of different. And you know, bottom line was is that, you know, you had to be careful. Like I said, Austin wasn't deregulated, San Antonio wasn't deregulated, neither was Lubbock or Amarillo or some of the other bigger cities in Texas. But you know, we had Houston, greater Houston area, except for the Woodlands, and we had Dallas Fort Worth, except for, you know, carve outs of co-ops here and there, and we just went to work. And in 2007, our first full year of revenue, the company did about $40 million, and we opened up New York, New York City, the five boroughs in Westchester, electricity only, no natural gas. And you know, and next market we went to was the suburbs of Chicago for Nicor Gas. It was our first gas only market. And then 4.5 years into the history of the company, we opened up the Baltimore market. So it took us 4.5 years to get to our fourth market. When we opened up Baltimore, we only had electricity and only Nicor in Illinois. And we only had three incumbent areas out of the six in New York. And, of course, we had all the incumbent areas for electricity only in Texas. In other words, we had very, very limited availability. So for 4.5 years, we had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 million potential customers. And like I said, in Nicor, where, you know, a few million of those customers were the suburbs of Chicago, we only had natural gas. And natural gas, you know, wasn't as sexy and as appealing, and wasn't as easy to market in an all natural gas market in those areas. Now, I want to compare that. I want to fast forward, okay? So our fourth year in business, so our first full year of business, 07, we did $40 million. In 2008, we did $197 million. Our third full year of business, we did $325 million, and it was on that figure that Inc. Magazine ranked us the fastest growing privately held company in America. We got accolades from the Cox School of Business as the fastest growing privately held company in Dallas-Fort Worth 2 years in a row. Never happened again. Never has happened before, never has happened since. Jerry Thompson was the first CEO ever to be the CEO of the company that hit number one. His former business had done the same when he was in the fiber optic business. And so things were looking great. But folks, this is what I want you to realize, is that we were sub 20 million potential customers, okay, sub 20 million potential customers 4.5 years into the business. Now, I want to fast forward, and I want to talk about where we are today. Where we are today is we've got approximately 75 million consumers that we can sign up. We've got gas-only markets in California and Indiana and other places in the country. We're partially deployed in 14 of the 16 states. We're only fully deployed still in New York, our second state, and Texas for electricity only, our first state. And by fully deployed, what I mean is that we've got geographical areas we can expand into, or we've got products that we can expand into. Where we've only got natural gas, we can add electricity and vice versa. And then we've just opened up Dayton, Ohio, and so we've got major metropolitan areas. And not too long ago, we opened up Cincinnati, Ohio. We've got major metropolitan areas that we can still expand into. Like I said, we're in 16 states, partially deployed in 14 of the 16, 28 states deregulated. Nevada just deregulated by a vote of the electorate there in Nevada, and you know, I'm hopeful that in the next year or two that we're going to move into Nevada. Think about all the lights that go on in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and Reno, Nevada. Huge market, okay? So we've got expansion ahead of us in the United States of America, okay? But the company announced, and the biggest single announcement ever in the history of the company, on January 14th, it announced that our first international expansion was going to go to Japan. Here's what I want you to get. Except for Hokkaido and Okinawa, we're in every market in Japan. That's around 80 million consumers. Now, I want you to imagine this for a second. When we launched in 2006 in the United States of America, what if we launched 80 million consumers? In other words, what if we launched the entire state of Texas? No municipalities, no co-ops, none of that. What if we launched at the same time Florida, at the same time California, at the same time New York, at the same time Illinois? You see, that would be less electricity consumers than what's going to happen when we throw the switch on in May 15th in Japan. In other words, what's going to happen in Japan, and what I'm telling you is, it is unbelievable what's going to happen. Think about that. We announce ambient energy launches, and we're every electricity customer in the state of Texas, everyone in Florida, everyone in New York, everyone in California, and everyone in Illinois. That's what's getting ready to happen. See, it took us our 11th and a half year. It took us about 7 years to get to $1 billion. Okay, and we were 4.5 years in. We opened up our fourth market. 4.5 years in, we opened up Maryland, and then we just opened that up for Baltimore. We were 5 or 6 years in before we started rapidly opening up states, and we were 7 to 8 years in before we hit $1 billion. Folks, do the math. If day one we would have opened up California, Florida, Illinois, New York, Texas, you know, 80 million consumers without any pockets, you know, or a couple little carve out here or there, if that would have happened, you see, the United States of America is the number one market for network marketing in the world. In other words, more goods are consumed through network marketing in the United States than any other country in the world. Number three is Japan. What I'm telling you is that what's going to happen in Japan is, if you take the revenue from Japan, it's not going to take 6, 7, 8 years to add $1 billion. You know, we did $1.4 billion last year, 2016. In my personal opinion, not a prediction of the company and not a reflection of the opinion of the company, in Brian McClure's personal opinion, I believe that the size of our company, that we'll go over $3 billion within 2 to 3 years with the continued growth that we're having in the United States, the continued expansion in the United States, and the explosion that's going to occur in Japan. You see, folks, if you look at any network marketing company, I'm talking about the great ones. I'm talking about A.L. Williams. I'm talking about Herbalife, Nu Skin, Amway, Mary Kay, you know, the great companies. They start day one with zero revenue. Okay, zero revenue, and then the time starts. You know, they look at the end of the first year, and they've got, you know, $2 million or $3 million in revenue or whatever it was, and then the second year, and they have a very gradual growth, you know, and they have that gradual growth that was slower than Ambit Energy, because Direct Selling News published that we were the youngest company. We did it 3 times faster. It took Herbalife 21 years to hit $1 billion. Ambit did it in 7. Published in the Direct Selling News. We did it in 7 years, and we did it when we were in about 6 or 7 states and partially deployed in all but Texas. Okay? And now we're going to open up a market that is bigger than those states that I mentioned, and we're going to open it all day one, wide open, with no credit checks, at a guaranteed savings rate, which we never had when we opened Texas. And the bottom line is what's going to happen is going to be incredible. And I know that the average person on this phone is sitting there going, yeah, but, you know, I don't really know anybody in Japan. Well, Brian, it's going to happen for you because you got such a big organization. And Jay, it's going to happen for you because, you know, you're blowing and going up in New York. And it's going to happen for Philip and Chris and Debbie and Steve and Damian and Sean and Esther and Carlos and all the big earners, because y'all got enough people, somebody's going to know somebody in Japan, and that's true. But what I'm telling you is you can sit there and whine and moan and convince yourself that it's not going to happen for you, or you can come up with a business plan that decides it will happen for me. You know, all the positive thought in the world ain't going to make you any money. It's only massive positive action. So what I want to take the rest of this call explaining to you, no matter where you are, I don't care if you're in a deregulated area like the top 3 income earners are, and when Ray Monty, the number 4 income earner, started for several years, he was on Long Island, lived in a deregulated area. So you can moan about the fact you're in a deregulated area. I don't care about that. That doesn't make any difference. You can be in a state that we're not in. You know, that doesn't make any difference. Or you can be smack dab in a deregulated area that's got really great rates, that's got great meetings going on, and you're blowing and going. It doesn't matter, okay? And it doesn't matter where in the world you live either. Okay, we're not talking about the United States. We're talking about the globe. You know somebody in France, you know somebody in Germany, you know somebody in China, you know somebody in Afghanistan. I don't care where you know somebody, in Central America, Mexico, Canada, wherever you know people. This is your action plan. You make a written list of every single person you know. And you call those people up and you say, who do I know? You know, Mary, this is Brian. I know we haven't talked in a few years. How's the kids? How's everything going? Listen, the purpose of my call is I got two simple questions for you. Would you happen to know anybody in Japan? Question number one. And question number two is, Mary, would you happen to know anybody that may know somebody in Japan? The 99% of the time, the response is going to be, well, I haven't heard from you in years, so curiosity has the cat here, Brian. Why is it that you ask? Well, I'm with a billion-dollar company that capitalized on the deregulation of electricity in the United States. We're doing and was recognized by Inc. magazine as the fastest-growing privately held company in America. Now, I don't want to take up your time trying to explain all that to you, but they've announced that they're going into Japan. And there's more consumers that we're going to be able to sign up in Japan day one than what we can currently sign up in the United States of America. So I'm reaching out to people to see if they happen to know anybody in Japan because Japan just deregulated their electricity and natural gas in April of 2016. Okay? So everybody you know, everybody that got an ambit, everybody that quit ambit, everybody that you never wanted to talk to about ambit, everybody that you forgot about from high school, college, from this club, that club, where you used to live here, used to live there, every business associate that is current or you know, somebody that would recognize you, and even the ones that wouldn't, where you'd have to remind them who you were and how you met. In other words, you should be calling every single 100%, not most, 100% of the people in your cell phone. You should be calling every single person in your Outlook. However, every single person in the church or the synagogue or the temple directory, every single person in all the directories of the clubs and the Little League and the this and the that, and ask them those two questions. Folks, when you can ask a question that tilts ahead, you're going to get a positive response. And you're not trying to get them to look at the video unless they say, well, I'd like to learn more about it myself. Well, then send them to your video and put them into the system. All you're trying to get is a referral. Say, would you mind calling up Bobby and mentioning that you have a good friend, Brian, that's going to be calling him because he's got something going on in Japan he'd like to share with him. Okay, the 3-, 4-, 5-minute video, however long it's going to be, that we're all going to get, okay, it's going to be yourhandle.myambit.jp, which is instead of .com, it's going to be .jp, and that video is going to be there, and that's supposed to come out this week. I don't know if it will or if it won't. You know, they said the 15th of February, might be the 15th, might be a couple of days, might be the 20th. I don't know when it's going to come out. They'll send out an announcement, but the bottom line is that then you're going to have something to work with people that are in Japan that don't speak English. Now, understand that the vast majority of people in Japan speak some English, and they certainly know somebody that speaks English that can translate. So the language thing is going to be overcome very, very quickly. You know, I invited a really good friend of mine. You know him as an EC and a guy that would cut his arm off and help anybody, a guy that has emceed and hosted Power Trip for years now. A guy that I consider one of my closest friends, a guy that helps everybody in ambit. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Chuck Chance. And Chuck, I want you to, I was on a call listening to Ray Monty, and you had gotten on a call with Ray or talked to Ray and shared this story, and he shared the story on one of his calls, and I heard the story, and then I got in touch with you, asked you to jump on the call tonight. You know, I've been talking about this now for about a month, and for you, if you're a brand new person on the call, maybe this is news to you. Other people on the call say, Brian just keeps harping on this. And the reason I'm harping on it is because I hope that I'm getting through to each and every one of you so you can build a massive organization in Japan. And I want to tell you how you sit there and you unqualify yourselves, okay, for I don't know anybody in Japan. And, Chuck, I want you to tell a story to maybe open some eyes on people on this call that you know, how just simple it is if you don't disqualify yourself and how Japan could blow up for you. Just kind of tell your journey about asking people about who do you know in Japan and what happened for you. Well, Chuck, are you there? Chuck, hold on a second. Chuck, is your phone on mute? Hold on, guys.
I'm texting him right now.
I thought maybe y'all lost me and I was talking to myself. I texted him before the call, and he said he was on, so maybe he had an emergency or something. So let's move on. Let me bring you in, Jay.
All right, Brian?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, great. Fantastic. I'm
there
sorry.
You are.
I had a little complications.
Okay.
Complications. Absolutely.
Not a problem. You don't have to be smart to do this thing, and you're living proof, Chuck.
You're absolutely right. On this night, you're absolutely right. You know, we've been together for a while, Brian, so, you know, it goes both ways, right?
Absolutely. Believe me, it goes more my way than your way most of the time. So I was introducing you and asking you to kind of tell a story of what happened to you when you started working the Who Do You Know in Japan and who you worked it with and what's happened for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brian. You know, the very interesting thing is for so many of us, and I really love how you have been harping on this because you understand the importance of this. What is really before us is absolutely astronomically larger than what we could ever begin to think or imagine. And, you know, as I got the great news, obviously, at Simulcast, I really began to think in my mind, wait a minute, how am I going to get to Japan? I don't know anybody, as you have stated so eloquently, the questions that we asked ourselves. But I just happened to be in Dallas dropping my daughter off at SMU right after the announcement of Simulcast. And in my mind, I've been beginning to really think about this. Who do I know in Japan? Who do I know in Japan? And I realized one very interesting statement somebody made to me. A closed mouth never gets fed. And I was sitting at my mother's house in a room, actually, and I just said, you know what, I've got to just talk to everyone. So I just happened to walk into the living room, and I walked into where my mother was and my stepfather was, and I just said, hey, Mom, I know this is a long shot, but do you know anyone who's lived in Japan, had connections to Japan, or known anyone that is from Japan? And I shut up, expecting, I don't know anyone. My mom cocked her head to the right, as she typically does when she's about to speak to me sometimes, and she says, yes, I do know someone from Japan. My mouth drops, and I said, Mom, that's just incredible. Who do you know from Japan? She says, your cousin. Your cousin lives in Japan. In fact, your cousin has lived in Japan for the last 10 years, and he has a family there. And he travels periodically from Japan back to the United States. And I said, after my mouth was on the floor, I'm in total shock. I said, Mom, you're kidding me. We have a relative. Yes, your first cousin actually, his son lives in Japan. And immediately, I got on the phone with my cousin, who I've known, and I have not met his son, my cousin. I had not met him. But my cousin, my first cousin, made a call to his son immediately and told him that I would be calling him. From that particular point, my cousin and I had an opportunity to see each other for the very first time through the technology of Facebook. We had a chance to messenger each other. And as it was 5 o'clock here in Houston, it was about 8 o'clock in Japan. I got a chance to meet his whole family through the technology. And the very interesting thing is that he mentioned to me that deregulation just happened to be a discussion that was taking place with his company. And they are now interested in capitalizing on this tremendous market and this tremendous opportunity. But never, ever would I have ever assumed and believed that the contact that I had would come through my mother, who knows what I'm doing. However, the biggest contribution she may have ever made besides giving birth to me may be that she just introduced me to a relative that I had no idea actually exists. So the assumption of what we could do, Brian, so very easily is the discount that people would never know, that would never know. But if I had not opened my mouth, my mother, my mouth of asking my mother, did she know someone, that very question could have cost me millions and millions of dollars.
You know, it's amazing, Chuck, because I know you so well that, you know, when you first got in the business, of course, you were excited. You talked to your mom, as you know, most of us have. You know, you talked to your hot market, the you know, coming right out of the bat, and your mom consistently over the years has told you no to Ambit Energy, just not interested, not what I do, you know, whatever her reasons are, doesn't fit into her life, you know, it doesn't really matter what the reasons are. But, you know, here's somebody that consistently you see over and over again, you know, grandchildren are, you know, up in Dallas where she is. And so you're seeing her all the time, talking to your mom all the time, and, you know, knows how successful you've been in it and how much money you made in it and all that kind of stuff. It had been so easy for you to just say, oh, I'm not going to talk to mom about it. You know, that's the point of the call tonight, folks. The point of the call tonight is, you know, if Chuck would have prejudged his mom because he's asked his mom to, you know, take a look at the business and relook at the business and try to encourage her, get a written list from her, and all the things we do with somebody that's a prospect, particularly, you know, somebody that you're that close to. If Chuck would have just said, you know what, I'm wore my mom out on Ambit, and I'm just not going to mention it to her, or somewhere in his mind he would have had it that. You know, it just, you know, he didn't have it in his mind to ask everybody. So that's one person that he would have just naturally disqualified and not put on a written list. So I wanted to have Chuck on the call tonight to give you a real life example. And I want to give you, and Chuck, I want to thank you for hopping on the call, because I think, you know, hopefully some people on this call now are saying, okay, I'm starting to get it. You know, I need to talk to everybody. So,
Absolutely.
What's your cousin's son saying, by the way?
Well, what he's saying is, actually, as we had an opportunity to FaceTime, my cousin actually, we got the opportunity to introduce ourselves. You know, this is all relatively new. Deregulation for them, obviously, is a topic that is just now kind of gaining a little momentum, even though there are still a lot of people, I think, that don't know anything about it. And so you're talking about, Brian, in this massive market, the opportunity where now something, the chance to be first, is about to be granted to all of us who pursue those who may know someone that knows someone that knows someone, or that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone. All by those referrals is what we're talking about.
You know,
so,
talking about FIRST,
yeah.
folks, I want to mention something else. We are going to be the first company ever in the history of direct selling companies going into Japan. We're going to be the first company that at the year that we entered, okay, which is going to be 2017, we're a $1.4 billion company. There's never been another company, network marketing company, that's entered Japan as a billion-dollar company. Not one. Not Amway, not New Skin, not any of them. I think Amway was around $800,000 or $900,000, okay? And one of the reasons is because companies enter Japan as early as they can because it's such a great network marketing company because of the way the family structure works there. And so you think about this. That's number one first. We're going to be the first billion-dollar established, billion-plus-dollar company at the point of entry to enter Japan. Number two, we are going to be the first company where 100% of our offering is service-based. And we're going to be the second company to offer services. You know, there's a network marketing company that's in one or two markets that's rolling out the country over a year's period of time for electricity, but they sell all kinds of other stuff too. They're not a competitor in the U.S., and they're not going to be a competitor there. We're going to be the only company in Japan's history to not have a product, to be 100% service-driven, okay? Number three largest direct-selling market in the world with more consumers in Japan than we have the opportunity to sign up in the United States today. In a deregulated market that happened in April of last year where the vast majority of people, and I remember this in the early days of Texas, there was a lot of advertising going on and stuff, and I remember running into people go, I didn't know I had a chance to, you know, an opportunity to choose who my electricity provider was. People didn't even know that, you know, not a lot, but some. You don't run into that anymore. You're going to go to Japan, folks, and you're going to run into people that don't even know they have the opportunity to choose. In the early days, they used to do, segments on the news talking about choosing and how people chose and how they saved money and everything. You don't see those anymore. That's yesterday's news. Well, it's today's news, and it's making news in Japan today, and we're going to be the first billion-dollar-plus direct-selling company in the country, number one, and we're going to be the first one with services only in a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be huge. Hey, Jay, I want you to jump in here real quick, and we're running a little short on time, but I know back in the day you were, you know, an Amway veteran and learned the business in Amway. If you could just take two, 3 minutes at the most and kind of talk about what happened to the organization that was existing in Amway when Amway went to Japan and went into other international markets.
Well, international markets made people it catapulted their business because, especially on the other side of the world, I mean, one of the things to think about is that while you're sleeping, consultants are getting it in your business. And that happened in these Asian markets in a big way. I saw some people that were Japanese people here or people from India or from some other markets that found a few leaders in their home country and were able to do many times more what they were able to do here just because of the international expansion. And so it's absolutely, you know, epic. And I've already had opportunities. I've sent out I know typically we don't build our business by text message, but I did send out a bunch of text messages after speaking to Tony Procopio. Tony said a friend of his works for the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, and one out of ten or one or two out of ten people in America know someone in Japan or know someone who is Japanese. And that's worked out for me, and I've had people sign up as brand-new consultants in the business, and I've also had opportunities to show people the business opportunity that I would never would have if this Japanese conversation didn't come. So I've never been more excited, Brian, and I appreciate the opportunity to share. It's just... this is epic.
So you sent out, you were telling me earlier, you sent out about 100 text messages, and that text message was essentially, would you happen to know anybody in Japan or know somebody that may know somebody in Japan? And how many positive responses did you get?
I sent out 109 text messages, and those are I sent a few more after that, but I got 15 positive replies, and I've already signed up 2 consultants, one that I had a personal conversation with, and I also sent one of the messages that I got back from somebody was, I wanted to ask what you were doing. This is somebody that I've been on Facebook with, and I said, I'm working on something over here. It's spilling over into Japan. It's going to be huge. I'd love to sit with you and explain what's happened with me over the past couple of years. Love to share more. And she said, I'd love to hear more. My daughter and her husband just moved to New York back from Tampa. Maybe something they could get involved in to supplement their income, quite a question mark. So we're going to get together. That opportunity wouldn't have come. This is somebody I haven't spoken to in 5 years.
You know, it's amazing, and I want to emphasize everybody on this phone, you're not going to build a business sending out a bunch of emails and text messages. But when you have a question that will tilt their head, who do you know? Do you happen to know anybody in Japan, or do you happen to know somebody that may know somebody in Japan? That's a head tilter. And if the response, you're not trying to recruit them into anything. You're just asking a friend a message. You can send a head tilter like that via email or text message. And then when they say yes, you don't try to sell the business via email or anything like that. You pick up the phone and call them. It's a great sorting way to sort people. Okay, so I want to tell a story, and we're going to wrap the call up. But again, I want to come at you a bunch of different ways. So I'm getting on the call, and I'm telling all y'all to, you know, get on the phone and call here and call there and everything, and everybody you know, make the written list and everything. And I'm a busy guy, you know, just had a great group of 10 Ambit consultants that flew in, and we spent the weekend together at my ranch in Whitney, and that's kind of like early in the morning to late at night, and, you know, can't make a whole lot of calls during a weekend like that. And so they left, got on the bus, go back to the airport, fly back to the Northeast. Thank God all of them got home with the weather. But bottom line is I said, okay, it's time to call. And there's a particular individual that is not Ambit Energy, declined Ambit Energy really early on. She used to work for me in a former business. And the bottom line to it was that I said, well, I'm going to call her. You know, we can bounce ideas off of things. And, you know, if she and her husband invest in something, you know, they'll tell me about it. And I'll tell them if I'm investing in something. And they're pretty well off. And we've got a great relationship that existed previous to Ambit Energy. And so I said, you know, I need to call her up. So I called her up and told her what was going on. And it just so happened that in one of the businesses that I was aware of, a former executive with a big box retailer that sourced out of the Far East, you know, billions of dollars worth of product, had her on a project, hired her on a project. I remember telling me about this 5 or 6 years ago, and she spent months and months and months in Japan and China. And this individual has a person that's literally a multi-millionaire in China that she has a personal relationship. So I'm getting together with the individual who I happen to know as well, but just kind of casually, that was with this big box retailer. And we're going to sit down, the three of us, and we're going to come up with a business plan. And now all of a sudden, this guy knows the head of manufacturing operations. I mean, the people he knows in Japan are super high powered, you know? So what did I do? Is I made a written list. I contacted my friend who's not in Ambit today, and she's going to contact a mutual acquaintance. His acquaintance to me is a friend to her. And if that guy gets excited about it, he's going to refer somebody in Japan. And if that guy gets excited about it, he's going to start referring people in Japan. And then all of a sudden, 6, 8, 10, 12 people are going to join my Ambit business. They're going to be direct legs to me at my NC code because I opened my mouth and happened to mention, do you know anybody in Japan, or do you know anybody that may know somebody in Japan? And she said, well, yeah, such and such, who I knew exactly who she was talking about. You know, he worked for this big box retailer, and And, you know, his whole business is sourcing stuff out of the Far East. And, you know, when I did this project, which I was familiar with, you know, I spent, you know, collectively a couple of months in Tokyo, and we had this going on and that going on, and then I know this one. I mean, she knew three or four people just because of her business contacts. You know, so if I hadn't opened up my mouth to her, and who knows, it might not turn into anything. But, folks, the purpose of this call is to try to get you to understand how big this is. And this call goes up on topambitleaders.com. You click on training, click on Sunday Night Call, and it should be there no later than Wednesday. They typically post them on Tuesday. Send people to this call that are willing to spend an hour listening to a call. The bottom line is this thing's huge. And here's what I know to be a fact, and it's a sad fact. The vast majority of people that are on this call, they're fired up. They're pumped up. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And tomorrow life's going to get in the way, and the boss is this, and the kid's that, and this happens, and that happens. And you're never going to get around to the written list. And if you do get around to the written list, oh, well, that one wouldn't know anybody in Japan. And that one, you know, I mean, they didn't want to get an ambit energy. I don't want to call them and bug them. Who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan does not have the word ambit energy in it? I'm not telling you to call them up and ask them about ambit energy. I'm calling and telling you to ask them if they know anybody in Japan or might know somebody that might know somebody in Japan. It's that simple. And if you overcomplicate it, that's fine. They're going to ask you, well, why do you ask? Because my business is expanding into Japan. We have 75 million consumers that we can sign up here. There's over 80 million, around 80 million in Japan. And this country's been deregulated for well over a decade. That country has been deregulated for less than a year, and it's a major opportunity. And if you do me a favor, I'd appreciate a referral. Now, you think for a second that person's going to refer somebody to you if they get excited about the possibility of overriding, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of bills in Japan, that they're going to give you a referral and not learn more about your business? Jay just gave you testimony to people that want to sit down and learn more about it. Two people have already gotten into business in the United States. Now, here's the zinger I want you to think about. I want you to fast forward a year after the launch in Japan. We put up huge numbers. We're blowing and going. We're the talk of network marketing in Japan. And during that year period of time, do you think people in Japan might know some people in the United States? You see, that ping pong ball is going to ricochet back over to the United States, and the consultants, the ECs, and I'm telling you, we're going to have people promote to NC faster in Japan than we ever dreamed of doing it of in the United States because of the dynamics in the marketplace that I explained to you on this call. And those people are going to be putting people back into the business in the United States of America. Folks, I'm telling you, this is huge. I'll give you an example of my business. I tried to get Ray Monty into the business for several months before he got in. He put John Haas in the business, both NCs now, both mega builders in this business. John Haas had a gentleman that he was in the Navy with that lived in Dallas. So I put somebody in on Long Island, not deregulated, who put another person in on Long Island, still lives on Long Island, John, not deregulated, who put somebody in Dallas in a deregulated industry, and that person promoted themselves to EC. So my business went to a non-deregulated part of New York where we weren't even there, to another person in that same marketplace, back to Dallas, back to building people in the deregulated market of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Folks, just like it ping pongs in the United States of America, it's going to ping pong from the United States to Japan. And what I'm telling you is you can sit there and disqualify yourself, your kids, kids, kids' legacy inheritance is going to suffer because of it. Jay took action. Jay's income is going to go through the roof. Don't know how much, don't know how fast, but it's going to go through the roof. And then when we go to our second international market, our third international market, and our fourth international market, the people that took advantage of this first expansion are going to be multi-millionaires. They're going to be passing out yellow jackets at Ambition, you know, where they're going to have to, you know, they're not going to have enough time to put them on people. They're just going to throw them at people 20 and 30 and 40 at a time because it'd take up all Ambition, you know, it's not going to be like it's been, folks. This thing is getting ready to explode. And you can sit back and talk about how it happened without you, or you can sit back and look at your checking account with hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars in it, or tens of thousands if you're not making much money today. You can see substantial several-fold increases, not a 10% increase, not a 20% increase. And all you have to do is ask the two head-tilting questions: who do you know in Japan, and who might you know that might know somebody in Japan? And if you'll do that, what I'll tell you is, and you do it to every single person that you know that can still fog a mirror, in other words, still's alive, somebody's, you know, on a respirator in a hospital bed, you better ask them. You know, what I'm saying is you ask everybody, and there's not a single person that's listening to this call, whether live or on a recording, that if they go and do that, they won't find multiple contacts, not just one contact, where somebody's going to know somebody in Japan. Bottom line is, not my job to make you successful. It's my job as a leader in Ambit Energy, and your job as a leader in Ambit Energy is to give information so a person can make themselves successful. I've done my job tonight. I hope that you're motivated. I hope that you're excited. But more importantly, I hope you take all the positive thought of this call tonight and move it into massive positive action, because if you do, you may have the opportunity not only to change your life, in your kids' life, in their kids' lives, but maybe a couple generations after that. That's how big this thing is. And for you to be where you are with less than 1%, a fraction of 1% of the population of the United States, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1% of the population of the United States ever in Ambit, and with 400, 500, 600 people on the call of the hundreds of thousands of people that are in Ambit, for you to get this information and you not to act on it could be devastating, not only to you, but to your kids and their kids and their kids. I pray to God for your sake that you do it. I know a lot of you won't. That's okay. My job's over with. If you will, Jay, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.
All callers are unmuted.